You're listening to the Radio Diaries podcast. I'm Joe Richman. At Radio Diaries, we help people document their own lives in their own words. Our stories air on NPR and on this podcast. We're a nonprofit organization and we rely on listeners like you. So if you want to help keep this podcast free, go to our website and click the donate button, radiodiaries.org. Beauty pageants promote the fantasy of the ideal woman. But for 35 years, one contest in New York City celebrated the everyday working girl. Starting in 1941, the young woman chosen to be that month's Miss Subways gazed down on transit riders, her photo accompanied by a short bio detailing her hopes, dreams, and aspirations. The public got to choose the winners, and Miss Subways became a barometer of changing times. The Miss Subways competition was one of the first integrated beauty contests in America. The first black Miss Subways was picked in 1948, more than 30 years before an African-American woman was crowned Miss America. By the 1950s, there were Miss Subways who were black, white, Asian, Jewish, and Latina, the faces of New York's female commuters. This is their story.
Every month, some lucky little New York Miss is chosen from the thousands of girls who ride the subways. She's got to be brilliant, beautiful, talented, just an average girl.
You did not get on a train in New York in those years and not look up at Miss Subways when you looked up at Miss Subways. You were looking at a star, no question about it. My name is Peggy Byrne. I was a secretary. And I was Miss Subways March and April 1952.
My name is Sonora Selsey. I was a teacher and Miss Subways, 1964.
My name is Enid Schwartzbaum. I was a daily commuter going to college, and I was Miss Subways in July of 1946.
My name is Marcia Hawker, and I was Miss Subways in 1974. I worked in the garment district, but I wanted to go into acting, and so I sent in a headshot, and that's how it got started.
Here's how it worked. The New York Subway Advertising Agency would get something like 1,000 photos in a couple of months, and they would select out of that 25 to be photographed by John Robert Powers, the number one modeling agency in the country.
And the public was to send in postcards voting for the one that they wanted to see as the next Miss Subways. The mail would come in, and they would take a ruler, and they count an inch equals so many postcards.
We bought a stack of postcards. My mother had a stack at the reception desk at Loomskill. My dad had it at the 109 precinct. My brother had it at his desk at the bank. People signed them, and we dropped them in the mailbox, kind of like launching a campaign.
Somewhere along the line, it occurred to me that I had never seen a clearly ethnic name on that poster. My name was distinctively Jewish, and that might have been part of the reason I said, I'm going to give this a shot. Let's see what happens. In July of 1946, Enid Berkowitz splashed across the subways.
Greetings from the New York subway. We're going to hand you over to just an ordinary traveler. At least ordinary, except during the month of August. She's a very charming young lady with shoulder-length, black, wavy hair and dark eyes, aged 19. Queen of the rapid transit system for a month. Miss Subways, alias Miss Joan Atkinson.
Well, how does it feel to be the pin-up girl of the subways, Joan? I may call you Joan, may I not?
Yes, do, Jack. Well, it's a great thrill, naturally. I never thought I'd get it, though.
Oh, I never had a moment's doubt.
The poster says, meet Miss Subways, art student at Hunter College, plugging for BA, but would settle for MRS. Right.
Brooklyn-born Peggy Byrne plans to wed her childhood sweetheart, is studying to be an insurance broker. The last thing I ever wanted to be would be an insurance broker. But I thought that sounded great. and I got a lot of insurance information.
Well, I get on the subway, and the cards were probably up in nearly every car, and I thought, oh dear, the photo was really pale. I mean, I'm a brown-skinned woman, not dark brown, but brown, and I almost look white. I said, could you darken it up some? And he did. Then that looked better.
People, you know, would stare at the poster, and they'd look down at me. Then they would stare at the poster and look down at me and stare at the poster. And finally they'd say, hi. Here you are, this long, tall, skinny girl with no butt, no boobs. And you're up there? My friends hated me, and I loved it.
There would always be commentary. Did you see Miss Subway? No, she's not too good looking. You know, we liked January, February better than her. Because they weren't necessarily beautiful women, you know. You wouldn't look at them all and say, well, that's a beauty. Of course, I was the exception. I was a star. Well, it was only 2 months, but it was great being a star.
Tell us, Joan, this Miss Subway's business, is there any future in it?
Well, I did hear of one girl who had 156 proposals of marriage and a present from a baker of a lemon meringue pie. And just a very few have got acting or modeling jobs. But I'm really more interested in what I'm doing.
And what is that?
Well, I'm majoring in Spanish at college, and I'd like to go into the export business.
Say, that's a very businesslike attitude for a beauty queen. Well, good luck in your subway riding, and goodbye, Joan Atkinson.
Why, thank you.
Miss Subway's Peggy Byrne went on to a career in advertising. Enid Berkowitz worked as an artist, Sonora Selsey was a teacher, and Marcia Hawker traveled the world, and she now hosts a jazz radio show. Thelma Peros, the first black Miss Subways, died earlier this year in Denver. This story was produced by Samara Freemark with help from Nellie Gillis, Ben Shapiro, Deborah George, and myself. The Radio Diaries podcast is produced by Sarah Kate Kramer. If you enjoy our work, please consider making a donation. Just go to radiodiaries.org and click Donate. I'm Joe Richman. Thanks for listening.